a heart find peace in the remembrance of Allah. Where can a heart find peace in the remembrance of Allah?
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back once again to another episode in our silsila, A Heart at Peace. In this silsila, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we talk about how we can rid ourselves from the troubles, the concerns, and the worries of this world, and how we too can gain tranquility, peace, and contentment of heart and mind. In previous episodes, we've talked about how Allah Azza wa Jal declares in the Holy Quran that zikr, remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, is the means of attaining peace of one's heart. We've also talked about the virtues and the blessings of those who perform the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, those who are the zakireen, those who remember Allah Azza wa Jal in the light of the Holy Quran and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, as well as talking in detail about the types of dhikr and how one can use dhikr to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've also discussed at length different concepts related to dhikr, including how seeking knowledge is a form of dhikr, and also about the important type of dhikr, which is the establishment of our salah. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we'll be focusing and concentrating on the blessings of the gatherings of dhikr. What are the rewards, what are the blessings of those who gather together and perform dhikr in a group, InshaAllah Azza wa Jal. We'll be shedding light on this topic based on the blessed ahadith and their commentaries. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. To begin with, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, we will share with you a virtue and a blessing which is related to our topic today. It's mentioned that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said in a narration, Inna lillahi azza wa jalla malaikatan. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal has some special angels. خُلِقُوا مِنَ النُّورِ. These angels were created, like all other angels, from light, from nur. لَا يَحْبِطُونَ إِلَّا لَيْلَةَ الْجُمُعَةِ وَيَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ. And these angels, these special angels, they only descend to the earth on the night before Friday and the day of Friday. بِأَيْدِيهِمْ أَقْلَامٌ مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ وَدَوَاتٌ مِّنْ فِضَّةٍ. In the hands of these blessed angels are pens made of gold and inkpots made of silver. وَقَرَاطِيسُ مِّنْ نُورٍ. And they have scrolls made out of light, made out of nur. The narration continues and says, لَا يَكْتُبُونَ إِلَّا الصَّلَاةَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Their only duty, their only responsibility is to write with these pens made out of gold, the ink pots made of silver, and the scrolls made of light. Their only duty is to recite the names of those who recite Durood Sharif, recite peace and blessings upon our noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Such a great blessing for those who recite Durood e Paak, peace and blessings, subhanallah. So let's all make it a habit every single day and every single night, and in particular on the night before Friday and the day of Friday, we will try to recite the Durood-e Paak, peace and blessings, salawat upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, moving on to our topic in the silsila, A Heart at Peace, let's share a hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which mentions how tranquility and peace descends upon people. How a person can act in such a way that he becomes deserving of peace and tranquility descending upon him and those around him. It's mentioned, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, لَا يَقْعُدُ قَوْمٌ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا حَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهِ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that no group of people sits down to perform the dhikr of Allah azza wa jal, to remember Allah azza wa jal, except that the angels of Allah azza wa jal surround them. Subhanallah. وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ, and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal covers them. وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ, and tranquility and peace descends upon them. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهِ, and Allah Azza wa Jal himself remembers them amongst those who are in his court. Subhanallah. In the commentary of this hadith, the scholars explain that this hadith proves that dhikr in a gathering is better than a person performing dhikr alone. Because when a person gathers together with others to perform the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, as this hadith is telling us, then not only do angels surround that gathering, not only does the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal cover that gathering, but special tranquility, special peace and contentment descends upon the hearts of those who are taking part in this gathering of dhikr. And this becomes a means of them attaining tranquility and peace in their lives. Furthermore, he mentioned in the commentary that the mercy that is mentioned here is a special mercy which only comes down for the dhakireen, which only comes down for those who remember Allah Azza wa Jal. And similarly, it mentions that sakina means nur of the heart, peace and contentment and tranquility of the heart. And sakina, tranquility and peace, has also been mentioned in Surah Al-Fath, where Allah Azza wa Jal says, هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين. It is Allah who causes tranquility, sakina, to descend in the hearts of the believers. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you're looking for peace and tranquility in your lives, if you're worried, if you're concerned due to financial problems, due to family issues, due to unemployment, due to whatever issues and troubles you're facing in your life, you find yourself so busy, you don't have time to even think, dear viewers of Madani Channel, attend the gatherings of dhikr. Take time out, alhamdulillah azawajal, in the beautiful Madani environment of Dawat Islami, we have gatherings of dhikr taking place every Thursday for Islamic brothers all across the world, approximately 1,500 different locations, give or take, across the globe. In the English-speaking world, we have gatherings taking place in America, in the UK, in South Africa, in Canada, in Australia. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, these gatherings take place on a Thursday night. Try to take part in these gatherings. You can also join the gatherings on Madani Channel. The Thursday Ijtima' of Dawat Islami, the Sunnah Intifada Ijtima', is also relayed live every Thursday evening, every Thursday night on Madani Channel. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, if you take part in these gatherings, you attend these gatherings, you sit with the dhakireen, you sit with those who remember Allah Azza wa Jal, you will see that you too will attain peace and tranquility in your life. Sallu ala al-Habib صلى الله تعالى على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. Another beautiful narration which gives us an insight into the blessings and virtues of performing the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal in a gathering of believers. This hadith is متفق عليه, meaning it's been narrated in both Sahih Muslim and Sahih al-Bukhari. It states that the beloved Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said that Allah Azza wa Jal says about the one who performs a dhikr, أَنَا مَعَهُ إِذَا ذَكَرَنِي وَإِن ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِهِ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal says that when my servant remembers me, I am with him with my mercy and my generosity. Subhanallah. Such blessings of dhikr, that the one who is a dhakir, who remembers Allah Azza wa Jal, who performs a dhikr, Allah Azza wa Jal says, I am with him with my mercy and my generosity. Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَإِن ذَكَرَنِي فِي نَفْسِهِ ذَكَرْتُهُ فِي نَفْسِي. Allah Almighty says that if my servant remembers me alone, then I remember him alone. وَإِن ذَكَرَنِي فِي مَلَئٍ, Allah Almighty says, if my slave remembers me in a group, in a gathering, ذكرته في ملأ خير منهم. Then I, Allah Azza wa Jal, remember him in a group that is better than his group. I, as the commentators mention, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the name of that servant in the gathering of the souls of the Anbiya Kiram alayhi salatu wasalam. Subhanallah. If a person remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a gathering of normal common believers in this world, Allah Azza wa Jal remembers that person in a gathering better than his gathering. In the commentary of this hadith, the scholars mention, this hadith proves, because of the comparison that's given, between somebody performing zikr alone, Allah Azza wa Jal remembering him alone, and the person who performs zikr in a group, Allah Azza wa Jal remembering him in a group better than them. This proves that performing zikr in a gathering, in a group, is better than performing zikr alone. And we can gain further evidence for this in the following hadith. Before talking about this hadith, I want to ask a question to the viewers of Madani Channel. The question is that every believer wants to attain paradise. This is the desire of the heart of every Muslim. Every Muslim wants to attain paradise, wants to attain the everlasting joy of the gardens and the bounties of paradise. But what if I was to tell you that there are gardens of paradise that exist on earth? What are these gardens of paradise? Are you aware of these gardens of paradise? Maybe this is new information for the viewers of Madani Channel, that on the earth there are gardens of paradise which we can actually attend and take part in. We can actually take part and take benefit from these gardens. So what are these gardens? Let's turn to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to find out. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُوا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you pass by the gardens of Jannah, the gardens of paradise, then graze within them. Take time and spend your time within these gardens of paradise. The Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا رِيَاضُ الْجَنَّةِ. What are the gardens of paradise? Gardens of paradise on earth? What are these gardens of paradise? قَالَ حِلَقُ الذِّكْرِ. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the gardens of paradise are the gatherings and the circles of dhikr. Subhanallah. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn that going to the gatherings of dhikr is like attending and taking part and being within the gardens of paradise. Subhanallah. And the commentators, they mention that going to gatherings of dhikr, this includes ijtima'at, gatherings of milad, gatherings of gharim sharif, any gatherings of knowledge where rulings of halal and haram are discussed, where rulings of fiqh are discussed, when rulings of sacred knowledge are discussed, all of these come under the scope of the gardens of paradise, i.e. the circles and the gatherings of dhikr, as mentioned by our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And an amazing point mentioned in the commentary of this hadith by Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Na'imi rahimahullah, he says, here the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions that when you pass by the gardens of paradise, then graze within them. I.e. when a person passes by a garden, and that garden has many types of vegetation, many types of fruit trees, then it's a suggestion here that a person is being recommended to sit in that garden and to eat from the vegetation, to take nourishment, to take nutrients from the fruit that's found in that garden. And just as food, vegetation, fruit is nutrition and nourishment for the body, the gatherings of zikr are nourishment, nutrition and food for the soul. So here the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is encouraging us and instructing us to graze in the gardens of paradise, to graze within the circles of zikr, i.e. to take from them, to take nourishment from them for our souls, so that our souls can attain tranquility and peace. The group zikr is being compared to the gardens of Jannah. And also, the commentators, they mention here, the ulama ikram, the scholars of Islam, they say that here, the blessings or the encouragement of the gatherings of zikr is being specifically mentioned, because if the zikr of one person in that gathering is accepted, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla is so great, Allah Almighty accepts the participation of all of those people. If one of those people is a pious servant of Allah Azza wa Jalla, somebody who is maqbool, accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, then the blessings of this, they emanate from that person. And because of that one individual, the participation and the deeds of all of those who are gathered are also maqbool and accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And there's a beautiful hadith, again, can be found in the Sahih of Imam Muslim and the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahum Allah, with slightly different wordings in both collections. And this hadith also shows us the blessings of the gatherings of dhikr and also the blessings of the company of the pious and the company of the dhakirin, the company of those who perform the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. It's mentioned, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَلَائِكَ. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal has certain special angels. And what is the description of these angels? What is their task? What is the duty and responsibility of these angels? It states, يَطُوفُونَ فِي الطُّرُقِ. They circle and they roam around the paths. يَلْتَمِسُونَ أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ. Searching for the people of dhikr. Searching for those who remember Allah Azza wa Jal. Searching for those who conduct gatherings of dhikr. Subhanallah. These angels have this special duty. This is their only duty. These angels, these particular angels, have been designated by Allah Azza wa Jal just to search out, to roam through the streets, to roam through the pathways, and to specially search out the gatherings of dhikr and the people of dhikr. Subhanallah. And he mentions, فَإِذَا وَجَدُوا قَوْمًا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ. And when they find a group of people who are performing the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, تَنَادَوْ. These angels, they call out to one another. They proclaim and they say, هَلُمُّوا إِلَى حَاجَتِكُمْ. O angels, O companions, come, come. For indeed we have found what we are looking for. Come towards your purpose. Come towards that which you are seeking. I have found a group of people who have gathered to remember Allah Azza wa Jal, to perform the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the scholars mention that it's as though these angels, they become excited, they become happy, they become overjoyed when they find what they are looking for, when they find a group of people gathered to perform the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they call out to the other angels, they call out to their fellow angels, their companions, and they say, come and do ziyarah of these zakirin. Come and be blessed with the vision of these people who are engaged in this group dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come and participate in their gathering. Come and listen to them performing dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal and dhikr of Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. فَيَحُفُّونَهُمْ بِأَجْنِحَتِهِمْ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that now these angels, they gather together after finding the people of dhikr, those who are performing the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal in a group. And what did these angels do? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that these angels, they cover over that gathering with their wings. إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. To the sky of the dunya, to the first heaven, to the extent that they place one wing on top of another, and then the next wing on top of the other. And in this way, the wings of the angels covering over this gathering of dhikr reach from the gathering all the way up to the sky of the first heaven, as if clouds of mercy are gathering over the people of dhikr. Then it states that the beloved Prophet ﷺ said, فَيَسْأَلُهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمْ مَا يَقُولُ وَعِبَادِي. The Prophet ﷺ said that now the angels are observing and covering over this gathering of dhikr. Allah Azza wa Jal, their Lord, asks them a question. Even though Allah Azza wa Jal is all-knowing, Allah Azza wa Jal already knows the answer to the question that He asks them. The reason why He asks them is that so they can become aware of this. So the knowledge of this could be passed on. And so the knowledge of this could reach us today in the form of the hadith. Allah Azza wa Jal already knows the answer, but He asks the question so this knowledge can be recorded for us to benefit from. So Allah Azza wa Jal asks them the question, مَا يَقُولُ عِبَادِي. O my angels, what are my servants in this gathering of dhikr saying? The angels say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, يُسَبِّحُونَكَ وَيُكَبِّرُونَكَ وَيُحَمِّدُونَكَ وَيُمَجِّدُونَكَ. O Allah Azza wa Jal, they are reciting your tasbih, they are proclaiming your purity, they are reciting subhanallah, they are proclaiming takbir, they are proclaiming your greatness, they are saying Allahu Akbar, they are praising you, they are doing hamd of you, they are giving thanks to you. وَيُمَجِّدُونَكَ And they are proclaiming your majesty and your honor. قال الله عز وجل It states that Allah Almighty then says هَلْ رَعَوْنِي Have they seen me? These people who are performing my dhikr, reciting takbir, reciting hamd, reciting tasbih, have they ever seen me? The angels reply and say, No, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, لا والله ما رأوك. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we swear that these individuals have not seen you. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says, Oh my angels, كيف لو رأوني? What would be their state if they were to see me? The angels reply and they say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, لو رأوك كانوا أشد لك عبادة وأشد لك تمجيدا وأكثر لك تصبيحا. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, this is their state whilst they have never seen you. If they were to be blessed with your vision, if they had seen you, Ya Allah, then they would worship you with even more intensity, with even more love. They would be even more intense. They would be even more engaged in proclaiming your majesty. And they would proclaim your tasbih. They would recite subhanallah and proclaim your purity even more abundantly. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, فَمَا يَسْأَلُونَ O my angels, what are these people asking for? The angels reply and say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, يَسْأَلُونَكَ الْجَنَّةِ Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, your servants are asking you for paradise. They are making dua to be entered into the gardens of paradise. Allah Almighty says, وَهَلْ رَأَوْهَا Have they seen the Jannah that they are asking for? Then the angels reply and say, لَا وَاللَّهِ يَا رَبِّي مَا رَأَوْهَا Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we swear that these people have not seen Jannah. Allah Almighty then says, فَكَيْفَ لَوْ رَأَوْهَا This is their state when they have not even seen Jannah. What would be their state if they were to have seen it? The angels reply and they say, لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ رَأَوْهَا كَانُوا أَشَدَّ حِرْصًا وَأَشَدَّ لَهَا طَلَبًا وَأَعْظَمَ فِيهَا رَغْبَةً Allahu Akbar. The angels say that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, if these people, if these servants of yours, these pious zakirin, if they were to have seen paradise, then they would be even more intense in terms of their yearning and in terms of their seeking paradise, in terms of their asking for paradise, and they would have an even greater inclination to attaining a place in paradise. Then Allah Azza wa Jal says, What are they seeking refuge from? The angels say, Min al-Nar, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, your servants are seeking refuge from the fire of hell. They are seeking protection from the fire of hell. Allah Azza wa Jal says, فَهَلْ رَأَوْهَا Have they seen the fire of hell? Have they seen the punishment of the hellfire? The angels say, لَا وَاللَّهِ يَا رَبْ مَا رَأَوْهَا No, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, we swear, they have not seen the fire of hell. Allah Almighty then says, فَكَيْفَ لَوْ رَأَوْهَا Allah says to the angels, What would be their state if they had seen the hellfire? The angels reply, and they say, لَوْ رَأَوْهَا كَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهَا فِرَارًا وَأَشَدَّ لَهَا مَخَافًا Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, if these pious servants of yours had seen the hellfire with their own eyes, then their fear for the hellfire, their fear of the punishment of the hellfire would be even more intense. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, and they would flee away from the hellfire even more intensely to an even greater extent. Allah Almighty declares and says, O my angels, these pious people who have gathered to perform my dhikr, to remember me in different ways, and these people who are asking me for paradise, these individuals who are asking for protection from the hellfire, O my angels, فَأُشْهِدُكُمْ أَنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُمْ O my angels, I make you witness, bear witness, that indeed I have forgiven all of them. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at this declaration that He is making to the angels. But then, the narration continues. It doesn't stop there. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the next thing that happens, يَقُولُ مَلَكٌ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ An angel from amongst the angels says, فِيهِمْ فُلَانٌ لَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ إِنَّمَا جَاءَ لِحَاجَةٌ There is one individual who is sitting with them, but he's not actually part of the gathering. He was only passing by. And in one narration, in a variant, it mentions that the angel says to Allah Azza wa Jal, رَبِّي فِيهِمْ فُلَانٌ. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, amongst them is such and such individual. عَبْدٌ خَطَّاءٌ. He is a sinful servant, a sinful slave. وَإِنَّمَا مَرَّ فَجَلَسَ مَعَهُمْ. He was just passing by and happened to sit there. He wasn't actually a part of the pious people who were performing your dhikr. Then Allah Azza wa Jal declares and says to the angels about that individual who was just passing by, a sinful person. He was not amongst the zakirin. He was not amongst those pious people who were asking Allah Azza wa Jal for paradise, who were asking for protection from the hellfire. He was not amongst those who were performing the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. He was just passing by and he happened to sit down. Allah Azza wa Jal declares and says, O my angels, I have even forgiven him. هُمُ الْقَوْمُ لَا يَشْقَى بِهِمْ جَلِيسُهُمْ. This is a group of people. This is a group of pious servants who I love so much that even the one who sits with them, even the one who attains their company, even if he is not actually amongst them, even if he does not take part in their gathering, even that person does not remain deprived, and I have even forgiven him. SubhanAllah, dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this beautiful narration, beautiful hadith, we learn so many lessons about the oceans of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how Allah Azza wa Jal is so merciful and so forgiving. How Allah Azza wa Jal remembers and mentions and describes His pious servants who perform His dhikr in the company of the angels. And Allah Azza wa Jal describes and asks the angels about these things so that he can hear the praise of His pious servants from the tongues of the angels. And also, we learn from this beautiful hadith the blessings of gathering together and performing dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, just as we do in the Madani environment of Dawat Islami, in the Sunnah inspired ijtimaas, in the ijtimaai dhikr unat. Alhamdulillah, we see from this gathering the importance of good company, the importance of adopting the company of the pious, adopting the company of the zakirin. If you attend the gatherings of Dawat Islami, you will be successful in attaining good company, in attaining the company of the pious. Find out where your local gatherings are and attend them on a regular basis. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, good company is something which is very, very important. The Sufiya, the scholars of Tasawwuf, the Imams of spirituality, they would say in particular, it's attributed to Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chishti Ajmeri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the leader of the Chishti Silsila, that he said, good company is better than performing good deeds, and bad company is worse than performing bad deeds. The blessings of good company is such that good company purifies the heart of a person, and the mercy that descends on those pious individuals also falls on the person who is sinful if he is in their company. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we gained a glimpse and an insight in this episode of A Heart at Peace as to how Allah Azza wa Jal causes tranquility to descend upon those who gather together to perform the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal, and how Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven those individuals and granted those individuals what they ask for who gather together to remember Him and perform His dhikr. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, keep tuned to this silsila, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. We will continue with this topic of the blessings of the gathering of dhikr, and we will also touch upon the importance of performing dhikr out loud and the proof and the evidence for this. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the ability to attend gatherings of dhikr and adopt good company. Keep watching Madani Channel. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiya Lameen. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam.
Can a heart find peace in the remembrance of Allah? Can a heart find peace in the remembrance of Allah?